How do you know when it's the right time to hire a virtual assistant or someone to be a part of your team, or trying to keep saving money and doing this thing all by yourself? That is the question. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I love that I can take you along on the journey with me. I'm just a few steps, maybe even a few years ahead of you. And when you are just starting your online business by God's design, it's not something that you think about. Your team, who should I hire, right? And honestly, it is something that I am a huge, huge advocate of. Having my clients hire someone as soon as they possibly can. But there is such a thing as hiring someone too soon. But if you are asking the question, like I was, that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, how do you know when it's time to get help or keep saving money and doing it all by yourself? If you're asking yourself that question, then it's probably the time to bring someone on board to help you with the tasks that you shouldn't be doing. And we'll talk about that in today's episode.
Welcome to the Kingdom Revolution Podcast, where we are redefining faith and online business to empower you, the Christian woman, to find your voice, clarify your calling so that you can create, grow, and scale your online business by God's design without sacrificing your faith or values. You know that you've been called to business and you want to do it God's way, not the world's way. You have that inner desire to change your mindset, change your family's legacy, and take your passions, knowledge, life experiences, or even that hobby that you love and create a profitable online business, bringing a heavenly solution to an earthly problem. Maybe you have too many ideas. You're not even quite sure where to start, or you're just looking for that next step. Maybe you've been struggling for a few months, even years, duct taping it all together with worldly tactics and strategies that just leave you confused, overwhelmed, and questioning your calling. And you find yourself asking, "Did I even hear you right, Lord?" If that's you, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm your host, Kristen Duranchi. I'm a wife, mom, ex-9-to-5-er, and daughter of the King, who is using her voice and her online business to fight against the evil agenda going on in the world today. I believe your business is your battlefield. It's the how you get to show up to use your voice and kingdom wealth to fight against the injustice that God has placed on your heart. I believe God is calling women back into position, to a kingdom revolution, to the battlefield to find their voice, to stand firm for biblical truth, to be the change they want to see in this world. My battlefield? Restoring the family unit the way God intended and bringing mamas home so that they can be the one raising their warriors for the kingdom, making a living from their own passions and desires. To inspire, encourage, and equip kingdom women and business to be kingdom currency converters, taking the wealth of this world and converting it into God's kingdom economy. So join me each week as I dive into honest conversations about my journey, tactical tips, spiritual and mindset strategies, along with the step-by-step plan to empower you to take that step of faith, to partner with God, and to create, build, and scale your online business by His design. Because it's both strategic and spiritual, we have to have the right mindset, the right heart posture, and the right strategy to run a business by God's design. So if you're ready to say yes to all of this, you're not afraid to rock that status quo, to be part of a kingdom revolution, to stand up for what you are passionate about and believe in, then armor up with Ephesians 6 and put on the full armor of God, because you are a warrior for the kingdom and He is going to use you and your online business to do some pretty amazing things here on this side of heaven.
Welcome back, Kingdom Warriors. So today we're going to be talking about hiring. When should you hire? And who should you hire? And what should you outsource? Those are questions I had, and I have some knowledge on this for being in online business of entrepreneur for the past 3 to 4 years, sitting in on the masterminds and listening to my coach coach other people with this question and just some things that I've learned along the way. So I think this episode will be beneficial for you, especially when you're in the beginning stages of your business and you're not really thinking about hiring or outsourcing things right at the beginning. And I don't really think you should until you have absolute clarity on your offer clarity, your ideal client clarity, and you've launched and you've merged into your beta founding member program and you're serving your clients. So really, I don't think you should hire someone until you have income coming in that you can pay someone, unless you have a 9-to-5 job as well and you have income coming in as well. Now, if you are in either of those positions and you're asking yourself, like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, should I be hiring someone or should I be doing this all on my own so I can save money? And if you're asking yourself that question, then it's probably time to hire someone. Outsource those tasks you really don't need to be doing. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a second here. What I do want to also say is that if you're thinking that, gosh, I can just do this better, I can do all of this myself, I can save money, know that that's your ego talking, that's pride talking, right? Because we're not meant to do this on our own. In the beginning, it is going to be a lot of work. You're going to be putting in a lot of time with your online business because there's only certain things that you can do until the clarity comes and you establish systems and processes, right? So in the beginning, you're going to be working 40 hours or more a week, even when you have a full-time job in a sense, right? Whatever that looks like for you, if you're a 9-to-5er and you're doing this on the side, trying to get it going, or you're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home wife, or, you know, just a stay-at-home Christian entrepreneur that has the luxury of doing this business full-time, I shouldn't say full-time, with a family or whatever that is, it takes a lot of time in the beginning stages of your business. And the one reason that you need to hire a virtual assistant, and we'll just talk virtual assistant here because that's what I feel you should be hiring first, to take some of those tasks off your plate that you don't need to be doing. Now, I am taking you along in this journey with me, right? I love that this is where I'm at. I am hiring my virtual assistant. Well, at the time of this recording, I've hired my virtual assistant. I knew it was time to hire someone because I was spending more time doing things that I didn't need to be doing instead of things I needed to do in order to go to that next level, in order to scale my online business, in order to get to that next income level that I wanted to get monthly. If I started to try to do all the things I needed to do, I would be really grinding and slaving and giving my business 100% more of my time while everything else got pushed to the back burner. And I knew that's not how I wanted to create and run my online business by God's design. That's not God's design, right? It's not. We are women, we are moms, we're wives, and our first calling and our first priority is always our family. Our husbands, our family, church. However, if you're called to the online business space, you know that you're called. You know that the Lord wants to do something in you and through you. And there's going to be times that your business is going to get the 95% of your focus and your family is going to get that 5%. And there's times when your family is going to get that 95% or 99% and their business gets the 1%. There's going to be, it's not a balance, right? You get to find harmony in what you're doing, but there's never going to be balance. But the way that you can take a step away from the business without feeling guilty or without feeling that things aren't getting done is having someone else do certain things for you. And it starts with having systems and processes in place. So I've done live launches before. I have a system and process in place. If you've been with me, or maybe you got into my realm of influence from the Called to Business live event that I just hosted in March, it was a 2-week event. Something I haven't done before. So as I was walking through that, I screenshotted, I copied and pasted what I was doing. So I have a system and a process. So if I wanted to repeat the Call to Business live launch for those 2 weeks or make some small tweaks to it, I had a process laid out. I knew what I would be doing. So I went for example, when I put together that launch, it was bits and pieces from things that I've done before, but it probably took me close to 3 to 4 weeks, a good month, to plan it and put it all together. Now that's an asset I have. There's certain things that are done. There's certain things that are recorded that I don't have to do again. The posts that I made, I don't have to do them again. The post that I made for my launch runway to bring people into my realm of influence, I have that documented and saved as well. Now, going forward, something that took me 4 months to put together, I can start working on and bringing people in a less or shorter period of time, and then get the thing going in a shorter period of time. And I can hand over the post to my virtual assistant and give her the document of, okay, this is what we post on this day, this day, this day. So once you have your business in place, you need to start to establish system and processes on how you do the thing. Because how are you going to hand something over to someone to do if you don't understand or if you don't have a process in place in how you do something? Now, if you're also thinking to yourself, well, I can do this better, or, you know, no one can do it like me. Listen, you are going to train your virtual assistant. Virtual assistants are expertise in different types of things. So one, make sure that you get a virtual assistant or hire someone that's an expert in or has a skill that you're looking to outsource, right? But you're still going to hand over and a video. This is what I do. This is my process and what I do. I record myself doing it and I talk her through what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then I hand this video over to her and then I have her do the thing. And then I take a step back and I look at what was done. And if I needed to offer some suggestions, if she has questions, I answer them. But after maybe one or two times, she's got the thing done, and I just need to follow up at the end of the week or the end of the month just to make sure that it was done. So know that you're just not going to be handing something over to them and hoping that they do it your way. You are going to train them the way that you want it done, right? And also, make sure you're hiring someone that has the same values, that has the same vision and can lock arms with your movement and your mission and where you want to take your business. That's super important as well. So it's going to come to a point in your online business after you launched your beta launch and you are serving your new members, your new clients in whatever modality it is, a membership, group coaching, one-on-one even, you should start to outsource the tasks. So you also need to know what are the tasks and the income producing activities that you do on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. So the best place to start with that is to document everything that you do. Besides documenting your system and your process that I just explained, when you go through a launch or you do something in a specific way, document it. But then you need to be writing down everything that you do on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. I mean, you know what you do. And hopefully some of you have to-do lists. So you know what you need to do when you have like 5, 10, you know, a half hour increment of time, especially as busy moms and wives. We sit down at the computer. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, you can look at your list and check that off, but you need to also have a running list of things that you do on a weekly, monthly, daily basis. So you can take a look at the specific areas you want to start to outsource first. And You never outsource your blind spots. You never, ever, ever want to outsource things that you don't know how to do yourself. Yes, there's a lot to learn in your online business, but you need to have some sort of knowledge on how you do the thing. You don't need to be an expert at it, but you need to have some sort of understanding. So when you outsource it, you know that the person that you outsourced it to is actually getting the results that you need her to get, need them to get, her or him to get, right? An example I always use is Facebook ads. If you are someone that wants to run Facebook ads for lead generation for your business, but you don't know how to do it, okay, and then you're like, I'm gonna just hire someone to do it for me. Well, great, but how do you know they're getting you the results that you want and need? Yes, you know by people coming in on your email list, but you have to have the knowledge and understand how to analyze the data in the Facebook ads business thing, whatever it is. I can't think of it right now. You need to understand what the CPL means. You need to understand what the percentages mean. You don't have to be an expert at it, but you need to understand it to the point of understanding that they're getting you the results that you want. Otherwise, you're just paying someone and you're not even sure that they're actually doing the thing that you want them to do. So don't outsource your blind spots. You get to outsource the things that you don't want to do. You outsource your weaknesses. You outsource your weaknesses, you outsource those $10 tasks, and we'll talk about that in a second, and you outsource your weaknesses. Your $10 tasks, your weaknesses, and things that take you a long period of time to do that someone else can be doing. Because once again, if you want to go to that next level, you need to be doing things that will take you to that next level in your business. And someone else can be doing those $10 tasks. So what do I mean by $10 tasks? Like scheduling your posts in your Facebook group. You don't need to be doing that, right? So that's the point that I got. I'm like, all right, I did this launch. I have my beta group going on. I have the Visibility for Impact Club going on. I'm spending a couple hours a week looking for collaboration opportunities in Facebook groups to put in the Visibility Insiders, the Visibility Scoop Insider that goes to the Visibility for Impact Club, which they can pick and choose which collaboration strategies they want to use for lead generation. That's taking me about an hour, hour and a half, and then scheduling the posts in Facebook groups and starting to show up there more visibly, and then get my next quarterly launch going, maybe even throw in a bundle that I'm hosting. So there's so many things that I need to do to get to that next level. To host a bundle, I want to do my yearly summit, the larger summit that I do. That takes a little while to plan. So I needed to take some things off my plate and someone else can be doing those things, okay? So that's when you know you really should be hiring a virtual assistant to help you do the tasks that are still needed to be done in your business, but they're not going to help you get to the next level, because you can schedule posts in your Facebook group till the cows come home, right? And I can be looking for collaboration events till the cows come home. But if I'm constantly doing that and I don't have room on my plate to do my summit or schedule my next launch so I can open doors to the Online Business by God's Design roadmap again and bring more amazing women in and help them create and launch their online business. If I'm doing all these other things, I'm not going to have time for anything else. So that'll help take me to that next level and continue to grow. That's the point where you get to take a step back and be like, all right, I know I have systems and processes in place that are streamlining things and making it simpler. Great. Hopefully you do. Then you start outsourcing some of those things like graphic creation or the post scheduling function. Those are those lower $10 tasks, things that don't need to be done specifically by you. You can oversee them to be done, and you can educate and you can train your virtual assistant on how you want them done. And then once you're comfortable with that and you have a virtual assistant that aligns with your values, that understands where you want to take your business and what you're doing, then you can give her other ideas to outsource, creating pins for Pinterest or the stories for social media or whatever that is for your business, right? You can find some amazing assistants on relatively inexpensive, those that live in the Philippines, at onlinejobs.ph, and there's some other ones as well. You can also post in Facebook groups. One tip on that, when you put your job description together, I always ask for something, them to respond to a specific question when they send over their job description. Whether it's an email or whether you're posting on a job website, I ask them, what I ask is for them to drop their favorite scripture or their favorite life memory verse. Or I've also asked before, because I've hired through Upwork.com, there's certain things that I have outsourced in the past already, just certain tasks, or I'm trying to think of one off the bat here I can't think of right now. But I've hired some people for like 20. Oh, one, I switched from an email service provider to a new one. So I hired someone through Upwork to actually go into my old Entreport because I couldn't export all those emails that I sent out. I wanted to save them, all those historic emails. So I hired someone through Upwork.com to go in and send out manually, because Entreport had no service to export all of my emails, to send out manually all of my past emails. That was over 600 emails, and I only paid $20 for that. However, even though it wasn't something major, I wasn't going to, you know, he wasn't part of my team and I wasn't keeping him, I may use him again. I asked him to give me what was his favorite scripture, or I've also asked before a favorite quote. Anyways, the reason why you do that is because I will open up those emails, or I'll open up where I'm going to view who I want to interview for the position. And if they didn't follow instructions, if there isn't a quote or that favorite memory verse in there, then I don't even bother looking at the resume or their cover letter. Because if they can't read and follow the instructions that I asked them to do in the first place, the very first interaction with me, they're probably not going to follow anything else very well. And it's just a way to weed out all of the applications that you will get. So there's a little bonus tip right there. I can't take credit for that. James Wedmore, when I went through his program, he mentioned that with the hiring a virtual assistant. So think of some question that's related kind of to what you do that they need to answer. That's really kind of outside of the box, but it allows you to see that they can follow instructions. And also helps you save time by not having to go through all of the job application resumes for those that didn't follow the instructions. Also, I want you to be thinking, how much more income could you generate if you had two extra more hours a week, right? If you are in one-on-one right now, you know, if you had two extra hours a week, could you take on another one-on-one client? So hiring a virtual assistant to help you with the tasks that you really don't need to be doing can actually help you bring in more income. That's just one example. So a few ways on how do you know if it's the time's right for you. I say as soon as you've launched your founding member program, especially if you're in the beginning stages of your business, once that's launched and you have income coming in, bam, that is when you need to have all of your ducks in a row and hire someone so you can move to that next level. But some other ways that may be like a light bulb going off in your head. One, you're overworked and you have no more hours to give. That's how you know that you've hit the lid, because you only have so many hours to work your business. That's a huge important key. We should be filling like our planners, where we document our time, or we're planning our time out with God first, our families, and you know, our spouses, things that are important to you, working out. We need to keep our priorities and our values and really what we want to do in our online business. We need to keep that. They need to, I don't want to say keep it separate. They need to fit together, but we shouldn't be just filling in all of those gaps in our life around our business hours, if that makes sense. We should be filling our business hours in around the gaps of our life. So it really is a firm foundation in putting God first, right? Then your husband, then your kids, then, well, you are up there with you and your husband, because I fully believe that self-care is important, then your business. But once again, there's going to be times when your business gets 95% of your focus and then your family gets 5%. It's just how it works. But if we can get the majority of our time with God, our spouse, ourselves, our kids, and our business, then it all is going to work in a perfect, it's never going to be perfect, but it's going to be a lot simpler. So when you can hire someone to help you take on the tasks that you shouldn't be doing, it's going to allow more time in your life to do the things that are important to you. So for example, if you find that you have 10 hours to work your business, but you have like 13 hours of work that need to be done, then it's time to hire someone to help take those extra hours off your plate. The second thing to know when to hire someone is if your business is growing quickly, and your business is only going to grow to the capacity and as quickly as you have the capacity for it to grow. So if you have hit your capacity, your business is going to become stagnant. And when that happens, the business growth becomes stagnant as well. And if you want to grow your business, business growth starts with getting help and looking for specific people and team members that can do specific tasks. That is going to allow your business to continue to grow and allow you to help go to that next level without reaching that capacity and limiting yourself, because those day-to-day tasks really hold you back. So you can't afford not to hire someone. It's also that mindset shift that needs to take place. In the beginning stages of your business, you're that CEO, well, and you're the employee, if you think of it that way. You're running, you're organizing, you're overseeing, and you're the employee. You need to now move to the CEO, lock arms with your Heavenly Father, and bring employees in who can help you grow your business. And then a third reason that you should hire someone is if you're not great in certain areas and you're starting to see it. So that's where I said, hire out your weaknesses. You still need to have a good understanding of what it is that needs to be done, but you can hire that out, especially if it's holding you back. The virtual assistant is going to be able to help fill in those gaps. It's going to be amazing. Trust me. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable because it's something new. You're taking that step forward and pushing yourself outside of that comfort zone. So it's going to feel uncomfortable, but you get to flip the script on that and be excited that you are growing and you get to move to that next level, and you can stop sacrificing your time, your sanity, and start to delegate the tasks that need to be delegated. Let's recap quickly. Make sure that you get present to what you are doing on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, and make sure that you are documenting it. Record your system and your processes. And then also ask yourself, what is it costing me to do this myself? What is it costing me to do this myself? What is it taking me away from? So is it taking you away from your family? Is it taking you away from moving to that next level? What is it costing you to continually do this yourself, and what is it taking you away from? And then you can also ask yourself, how much could I pay to get this done for me? And that's really what I did when I was going through spending an hour or two looking for collaboration opportunities and putting them in the Airtable that I had to spend a little bit of time learning because I didn't know how to use Airtable, but I wanted to use Airtable because it just looked so much better than the Google Sheets. So I took a step back and like, gosh, I could hire someone to do this. And that is when my wheels started turning. And I'm like, yes, now is the time. I need to be hiring someone so I can go to that next level. And that's exactly the question I asked. How much could I pay someone to get this done? I bet I could pay someone a minimal amount just to do this for an hour a week. If you want to reach a specific point in your business, you gotta slow down. I had a coach say, you gotta slow down if you wanna speed up. You have to slow down and get the things in order, get the systems and processes in place, document what you're doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis if you want to speed up and go to that next level and continually growing and scaling your online business by God's design to make that impact and income that you know that you want to create here on this side of heaven and to be kingdom wealth producers. And then who to hire first is someone to take the lowest value, or find someone to hand off the lowest value, most time-consuming tasks you do most often. So those $10 tasks, but the lowest value. So if you wrote down all the tasks, you know, maybe put a value next to them or how long it takes you to do in your hourly rate. So hand those off to someone, the lowest value in the most times consuming tasks you do the most often, like customer support, a personal assistant, a virtual assistant to help with the content scheduling, podcast editing, episodes, whatever that is. And then know that that person can grow with you as well, right? They can grow into another a higher potential role in your company once you start to put together an org chart and figure out what roles and who you need to hire to reach that next level. And then another tip that I heard too is hire for attitude, hire for personality, hire for potential. Don't just hire for current skill level or experience, right? Because the skills can be taught. The experience and things can be learned, right? So hire for someone that has, you know, the attitude that you're looking for, the personality that you're looking for, the core values and morals that you're looking for, and that align with who you want to have working for your company, but also will lock arms with your movement and your mission that you're created here on this side of heaven. All right, so that is it for today. I pray that this blessed you, and thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Kingdom Revolution Podcast.
That's it for today, friends. Real quick before you go, if this podcast has blessed you in some way, the number one way that you can thank me is to leave a written review over on Apple Podcasts. The second thing you can do is take a screenshot of this episode or that review and tag me over on social media in your stories at Kristen Duranchi. And then I will share you in my stories and give you a shout out. This not only blesses me, but you are creating a ripple effect by getting this message into the hands of others that might need to hear it. And know that there's only one you. Someone is out there waiting to hear from you. They're waiting for your message, your story, and your solution to their problem. You are the expert they're waiting to hear from. I want you to know this, feel this, and most importantly, be this. Never underestimate the impact and power that you have been given through the Holy Spirit. Be blessed, friend, and I'll see you on the next episode.